listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single-day game tickets go on sale Tuesday, August 11th at 10 a.m. on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. It's your chance to secure tickets to all Browns home games this season, including the games against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Tickets will go fast, so to see the full Browns schedule, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Matt, I know that, you know, this is the Brown show, et cetera. But, you know, we're reporting on what we see out there. And I do feel good. I feel better about this team than I felt about the team going into the season a year ago. And I am, you know, I'm not running out saying we're going to go 10-6 like some people are. But I do think this is a team that's going to be very competitive week in and week out. I believe that the defense has improved from a year ago, especially up front. I believe that the running backs in their second season will be better than they were a year ago. I think the line with Alex Mack back and the draft pick of Cameron Irving will be better than it was a year ago. I believe the quarterback play in Josh McCown is better than we had a year ago with Brian Hoyer. The receivers with now Bo and Hartline and Gabriel emerging is better. And Vince Maley, who made some nice plays, by the way, on Sunday, including a couple deep bombs, is better than it was a year ago. And the tight end, you don't have Jordan Cameron anymore, but Gary Barnage continues to make plays. And I think that it's going to be a solid group. You're not going to have a Pro Bowler come out of that tight end group, but I think it'll be workmanlike. And Rob Hauser can do some of the vertical things that Cameron did. So overall, the talent on this team is better than it was a year ago.
It definitely is. And I think if you look at us outside in, you have to look at the fact that now Mike Pettine in his second year at head coach, Jim O'Neill, the same as a defensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, yes, first year offensive coordinator who's going to figure some things out, but linked with Josh McCown, you know, who's been in his system before, they're going to be better than people expect. And so not only as a staff do they have the continuity, but I think they have continuity in regards to who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. Last year, Pettine had to instill all that in these players on what his expectations, what did he want practice to look like, what mentality did he want them to have going into the season and before each and every football game. He doesn't have to do that again. It's in that refinement phase that I talked about in regards to Terrell Pryor. It's in that mastering phase. Let's master this defense. Let's dominate the run game. Let's protect our passer. And those basics with the playmakers that we've added, and like you said, the upgrades along this roster, make on paper and from the 4 days that we've seen, a better football team collectively.
Yeah, and I like the direction. I like Jimmy Haslam saying that, you know, Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, listen, it's always competition. That you always have to earn your way. And if you go into to what he said, you know, you are judged on wins and losses in this league. But to give the confidence, I think one of the problems that really plagues NFL teams and organizations and key decision makers is, in reality, everything you should do, you know, when you say from the top down of an organization, for example, if you were running the Cleveland Browns, what's your number one goal?
Win football games.
Win football games, but on a year-to-year basis, or is it to win a Super Bowl? What is the number one goal when you take over the Cleveland Wilhelms? What's the number one goal that you would have? What would be the number one mantra?
That name is cool, but I don't even like it. My number one mantra would be not only win football games, but win the division. Focus on winning and competing in the AFC North and building a team, and I've said this as I've been asked that question over the course of the last 2 or 3 years being back here in Northeast Ohio, is build a team that compete and dominate in the AFC North, because that is the first and foremost only way that you can guarantee a spot in that tournament, in the playoffs, for an opportunity to host the trophy. Of course, everybody, every season wants to hoist that trophy. Vince Lombardi, that's our focus. You can draw up the trophy on a chalkboard, on a whiteboard, or have pictures of it splattered everywhere. But if you can't build a team to win your division, it's going to be very difficult, and the odds are against you to be a wild card team.
So let me ask you this, though. So let's say, okay, when you look at it and you take, you know, the C-dubs, the Cleveland Wilhelms, and let's say over,
I like C-dubs better.
Let's say that you win 10 division titles out of 30 years and you never win a Super Bowl. Would you consider that a success?
To a certain extent, yes.
Okay.
You have to.
My goal, if I ever had an opportunity to run a team, my goal is singular. It win a Super Bowl. So every decision that I ever made, for example, because I think you could if you're the Cincinnati Bengals with Andy Dalton, you can win a division with Andy Dalton. You've seen it. I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton. So to me, Andy Dalton would not be my quarterback. So every decision I make, and I think part of the problem is those take long-term, difficult, strategic vision, decision-making processes. General managers and head coaches of the NFL don't have the luxury of time unless they are in certain circumstances, like a Bill Belichick who trades players in his prime for draft picks and continually, repeatedly makes sound strategic decisions because all he cares about is winning Super Bowl. Now, he happens to have Tom Brady, which helps. You have to have the quarterback. But I think that there is a fighting in the NFL between making decisions that make you competitive and perhaps they give you a chance to win the division over a 1 or 2 year period, as opposed to continually making sound strategic decisions based solely on the long-term goal of building a Super Bowl champion.
Sure.
And so I think when you hear Jimmy Haslam say that he believes he has the right guys, they're not going to blow it up, it gives them more of an opportunity to do things what I would call the right way and have the right focus on their decisions, as opposed to let's just
spur the moment.
Let's patch holes so that we can be at least 8-8 and I can stay here
and
forever.
And keep my job.
Right.
Sure. I completely agree. And the reason why I said – winning the division is because you have the opportunity to compete for that trophy. Because if you can't win your division, you are, you know, your odds are against you to make your way into that tournament on a year-to-year basis, and that way you have no shot towards that Vince Lombardi trophy. And I think that that's what the Cincinnati Bengals, the situation that they're in. You know, and Andy Dalton, the constant criticism that he receives, as good as he can play, as much money as he makes, as many regular season games as they win, it's that fan base and that organization now is at wit's end on just being just good enough to get in. What you're talking about, and as you said, in having continuity and keeping guys intact, keeping them together, working together towards a common cause, which is the ultimate, which is hoisting that trophy, is now your attention has to shift. They've gotten it to where they wanted to go, and where I thought you should go, which is winning your division. They've done that. They've also been the wild card, which is just good enough. They've gotten to the tournament. Now you need to shift your focus on, and to your point with Andy Dalton, is now those question marks have to actually start entering the decision makers for the Bengals organization. Is, do we really have our guy?
Right.
You know, do we really have the pieces? Are we really building a championship organization? And they should be asking themselves that questions. And all Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer are looking for the opportunity long enough to get to the spot where the Bengals are right now.
It's very true. And at the same time, the Bengals, as good as they've been, they've won as many playoff games as the Cleveland Browns in that same period where they have been there, which is right now as many as you and I have won. Well, you've won more
I've
than
won
that.
More than that.
In the last 4 years.
Yes, I have.
The same number. Yes. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim Donovan will join us here live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.